Hello, viewers. This is Jon Favreau, and you are listening to the Patio Lanterns podcast with Kurt and Ryan.
Hey, Paul Floor here. You're listening to the Patio Lanterns podcast.
This is Nicole. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm sorry.
Hi, this is Eddie Spaghetti, and you're listening to Patio Lanterns.
Bonjour. This is Jessica from the Moon PR team. You are listening to Patio Lanterns, the podcast.
Hello, my name is Alana. I am writing to you on behalf of Cinnabon to address the serious matter of slanderous statements made by your podcast, Patio Lanterns, against Cinnabon. It has come to our attention that your company has been spreading false and defamatory statements about Cinnabon, which have resulted in significant harm to our reputation and business. We demand that Patio Lanterns immediately cease and desist from making any further false or slanderous statements about Cinnabon, whether directly or indirectly. This includes any written or spoken communication, advertisements, social media posts, press releases, or any other form of communication that contains or insinuates defamatory statements regarding Cinnabon. We also demand that Patio Lanterns, the top-rated podcast in the world, cease making podcast episodes and other hilarious content immediately.
Hey, this is Cafe Anderson, and you are listening to Patio Lanterns.
Ready, set, let's roll.
Just felt like something wet hitting me. It stunk. It was gross, really. It felt dirty. Right away, you could smell the smell of poop.
I had a very poopy week.
Susan Allen and her son were parked at this very intersection as they watched the liquid cover their vehicle and fall all over them.
The car was just inundated with poop. It was falling from the sky. You could feel the drop hitting you.
Tuna on white, no crust, right?
I don't know. How is it?
Every day for the last 3 weeks, you've been coming in here and you've been asking me how the tuna is now. It was crappy yesterday, it was crappy the day before, and guess what? It hasn't changed.
I'll have the tuna.
No crust?
No crust.
Hey, girl.
Tonight
on
Patio
Lanterns, the podcast
with Kurt and Randy. Cats are fatter than ever. Feces falling from the sky? Okay, live from the patio, it's Kurt and Randy.
Thank you.
Whoa. Thank you, everyone.
Let's calm down here. I mean, live studio audience. But
right, guys. We're limited on time.
Mm-hmm.
Just shut up for a minute.
Yeah.
Okay. Randy, what do you have for us today? It's a hot, hot day on the patio. We got lots going on.
I got a shower thought for you.
Lay it on me.
How do deaf people think?
Oh man, oh boy.
Yeah, because like I think in like words and I don't know, like Yeah, like I think in like words and like sometimes concepts, but it's like usually like an inner voice inside my head, like talking to myself.
Yeah.
But if you've been deaf since you were born, what's your thought pattern going to look like?
Oh, wouldn't it just be like, because people think in different languages, so couldn't you almost assume a deaf person has a different internal language almost? Like they'll associate things with these whatever in their head almost upon birth.
Yeah.
You know, you kind of get what I'm laying down there?
Yeah, like I don't know if it'd just be like, I do. I was thinking it's almost like a visual way of thinking, like you think in like abstract kind of ways. Like imagine a society without language. Like say there's some kind of like remote indigenous community, bears, you know. How do bears think? That's how a deaf person would think, right?
How do bears think? Yeah,
that's, I feel like it's a pretty good analogy. Bears, like I'm not afraid to offend any deaf people because I know they're not listening to the podcast.
Bears equals deaf people.
Yeah.
Kawhi.
He's gone.
Kawhi, did you leave? Hello, folks. It's spring break, and you know what that means. Cinnabon's releasing a brand new frozen beverage, Churro Chelada.
No, they're not.
Jesus.
There's been some incidents, some local incidents. More feces from the sky. There's been multiple reports of poo falling from the sky in the Okanagan.
You're shitting me.
I'm not shitting you. This is what a lady said. She said, I had a very poopy week. Nothing was moving around me. Something just went over and covered my car with poop at exactly, because she noted the time down to the second, 2:15 p.m. last Tuesday afternoon, she said. And she had to pull over to assess the damage. She could smell it, she says. Cars covered with poop. A stealth poop bomb came overhead.
That's impressive.
And this is not new. This is several incidents of poo falling from the heavens over the past year or so. And so far, Transport Canada has offered no information, no help. We don't... The people... Don't know what's going on.
You guys are
scared.
On your own here.
I don't know, man.
Poop from the sky? I don't think so.
This is becoming an issue here in the Okanagan. Yeah, next time, if coffee comes crawling back, take a number, bud.
Yeah, coffee. Man, that'd be a rag getting Coffee Anderson on the show. Talk about how we just stripped him of his title right in front of his face.
Oh my gosh. Remember a week or two ago I mentioned... the Caledon community was a little up in arms about the potential of a convicted pedophile moving to Caledon.
You catch him?
Well, no, there's been... What do you mean, did they catch him? He wasn't on the loose.
Did you catch him?
What do you mean, did I catch him?
Just out in the act.
Catch him jerking?
Doing some...
Like, what do you mean?
I don't know. Just did you catch him doing anything suspicious? Like, he's a suspicious guy.
I mean, yeah, that kind of comes with the whole convicted pedophile.
So are you the big dog? Are you the big dog around the campus here? Big dog?
People call me the big dog. People call me the big dog.
You're the big dog. Come around.
They say big dog.
Big dog.
Well, got a piece of granola stuck in my throat. They say, yeah, big dog, got around the corner, stuff like that.
The lady that got pooped on, she says because of the quantity, not necessarily the quality, but the quantity, she doesn't believe a bird could have done the deed. The whole car was covered.
That's wow.
The whole car, 2:15 p.m., covered. Poo. Like, there's more supermoons. Like, there's a new supermoon before there's a new Apple product. Or, like, it's just crazy. I don't know. Like, the moon PR team, the whole team is just stuffing in our faces. And then the market's eating it up.
They love it. The people love it, you know? Like, everyone's posting pictures, you know, trying to talk. They're talking about the moon. Mm-hmm. But we're the only ones seeing through this whole charade.
So, yeah, it's like everyone forgets that they just saw Super Moon, like, last week. Oh, right? Yeah. Well, like, they see it, they get hyped for it for a couple days. Yeah.
Oh, it's another super moon, honey. Time to get outside.
Yeah.
Kind of sick reality show where they just make us go watch Super Moon.
We'll take it from here. How does that sound?
Sounds good to me.
Okay, that's good. A lot better.
Yeah, so okay, we're joined Keith Cook, Carlson Ross, mm-hmm. the leader of the Vancouver Island Sasquatch Investigation Squad. Where are you joining us from today, Keith?
I'm at home. I'm on Vancouver Island in British Columbia, Canada.
Yeah.
In Gold River.
Would you rather A, fuck a goat and no one knows it, or B, don't fuck the goat and everyone thinks you did?
People that know me know that I'm a bit of an entrepreneur, right? Ooh. And
I did not know that.
I'm going to cut that out. So, you know, I've come up with lots of things on this podcast, I believe. Like, there was a weird alarm clock.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. There was some other stuff I think that's going places. But what about this? And this has probably been thought of before, but I'm going to take credit for it. So, cologne that just smells like food. Let's be honest here. As a couple of guys here, a couple of straight guys, women love food. Am I wrong?
They fucking love it. Yeah. They love it.
They love it. The sheer amount, the volume of poop. Mm-hmm. But this reports of falling poop date back to May 2018. Somebody got their poop fell through the sunroof.
It went through the sunroof?
It said, I mean, it wasn't like it didn't like break the sunroof and penetrate through.
You're just sitting on your couch and then just shit breaks
through. I don't know. It just says something wet fell through the sunroof.
So, Kurt, the big question is here, which model, I should say, are you interested in? Are you on that page?
I'm just reading over by entering this. Okay. Yes.
Yeah,
I'm
you're over 19.
I'm 19 mm-hmm. plus.
Oh, congratulations.
I gotta wait for it to load.
Oh, okay.
Oh, here it's we go. Very okay.
Graphic. Very scroll graphic. Down. Wow.
So, okay, our models. Mm-hmm. We have Chanel, Porsche, ooh. Sadie, Mariah, yeah. Ika, Zach.
Not sure what Ike is doing. Zach is fucked. Zach's like half man, half woman. I'm not really sure what's going on.
He's the most Barbie Ken looking one of them all, I think. I think I don't know, the abs don't really come across well in a doll form. Yeah. And then there's Katana, that's kind of hot.
I went over to Nootka Island for a 5-day soul searching solo expedition. And it's all, the whole story I got is centered around this other guy who's on the trail named Ron. You know, he looks older, but I figured he's probably like a seasoned outdoorsman because you really had to be for this trail. You know, we're getting dropped off kind of off at the end and at the beginning. And, you know, we were talking before, we're each going to go our separate ways because we each wanted to hike this solo. And, you know, he was telling me he'd done some trips before and all that. You're not going that fast because it's pretty technical and you have like a full pack on. And the end of my second day, there's a like small river crossing probably up to like my knees, and you know, did that, and I was like, all right, you know, good spot to set up camp. And there aren't any campsites on this trail, right? Like, you just set up camp wherever. There's no like outhouses, no bear hangs, no nothing, like you're just out in the woods, right? So I set up my tent and like got a fire going. It was nice. And then Ron comes in and he's absolutely soaked, right? He's soaked, like, you know, just head down, backpack soaked, everything's like done. And he looks like someone just beat the shit out of him. And just bruises everywhere, like he's bagged, right? And he's like, oh my God, Ryan. And I'm like, oh, Ron, like, what happened, buddy? You know, like, let's air the clothes out here. You know, like, I got a fire going, no worries. Like, yeah, like, make sure you're okay, because I was kind of worried he was going to get hypothermic. and, you know, started airing the stuff out, and it was okay. And then he started telling me about his, like, how his trip on the trail was going. And, you know, like, I thought it was pretty challenging, but, you know, he's 68, so he's, you know, he's getting up there, and he's apparently was just like falling over like all the time. And that's why he got all these bruises, and like he fell in the river and all this stuff. And I'm like, oh man, like he's not like physically fit enough to do this trail. And then I'm like, all right, so, you know, like kind of probing questions to see like how prepared he is. And then he's like, he doesn't have a GPS. He doesn't have a sat phone. So if something goes wrong, like he's done.
He's and fucked.
Yeah. And then he's like, he started asking me weird questions like, oh, Ryan, like how do you start a fire? Another question, like, all right, like, I've never gone camping when it's been raining before. How do you set up a tent if it's raining outside? But like, all right, you know, not really my problem. You know, just as long as he gets to the end, it's okay. And then, so I guess he kind of
see a jump.
Yeah, see you later, pal.
So, what is the Vancouver Island Sasquatch Investigation Squad? What's the goal? Just to find Sasquatch?
It's an information page more than anything else, the way I kept it. If you want to find out this island Sasquatch, there's just lots of information and videos and stories, island stories.
I think I'd fuck the goat.
Oh.
I would fuck the goat.
Oh, wow.
Fuck the goat 2018. Hashtag. Another thing, actually, I was walking around getting my, my hepatitis A booster shot, last week. It's just a second shot. Yeah. And it's, and so I was thinking, like, they asked me to, they kind of ask you to stick around in the store for like 15 minutes after. So I guess you don't like pass out or there's no side effects. Or
yeah.
Anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I was doing that. I was wandering around. The guy even said like, yeah, give us a wave on your way out. And so I'm like wandering around and stuff, and then I'm thinking like this is weird, like this is gonna be awkward, and I should actually go over there and wave to them, like the guy that the doctor that did the shot isn't even in the front lines. He's in the office, so it's all these people that they don't even know who I am or anything. So yeah, sure enough, I go, I kind of go back towards the pharmacy after 15 minutes, and I give them this awkward wave, and then kind of they give me a kind of an odd look, and I kind of just wander out like, yeah.
Okay.
It was weird. It was
that's funny.
I just didn't know how awkward that was and funny, but that's just a little fun story for you guys.
Yeah.
They're sex dolls.
Locally owned.
Locally owned in Kamloops, British Columbia, in Vancouver.
Yeah.
Apparently, they're here to stay. You rent a model for the night. What the hell is the price, anyways?
It's like, isn't it like $300 or $500?
Jesus.
For the night, you get them at like 5 p.m. to like 9 a.m.
Yeah, rental rate is $350.
I'm gonna click on Chanel's profile. Is that gonna show me anything?
Yeah.
If you're looking for an unforgettable time, she's your girl. Okay, a couple nice shots of her.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they write up a whole bio. Chanel's a dirty little girl that just wants to be used for your enjoyment. Dress her up and spank her. This bad girl never says no.
Wow.
Details, height 4'10", weight 110 pounds. Does the doll actually weigh 110 pounds? Or are they actually just writing that up?
I think she weighs 110 pounds.
I guess it has to be lifelike. Like it's, you don't want this feather.
Yeah. So there's these, I guess there's silicone sex dolls.
Okay. Oh, no, it says right here, actual weight is 62 pounds in brackets.
Oh, so she's not 110
pounds. So they
pounds.
Made up a weight. They're like, oh, yeah, she probably would be 110 pounds.
Yeah.
They got her waist size, everything. That's great.
They have a shoe size for some reason.
Well, I think there's a lot of people with a foot fetish.
Oh,
I think there's probably a lot of people out there.
Suck some like silicone that. Toes.
Oh, wow. They actually show everything if you click on the second picture.
Oh, I'm way ahead of you here.
Oh, God. She's all like
lubed up. The third picture of Chanel. Jesus.
What is going on here?
How did How did it all start? Have you gone squatching with anyone from that Facebook group? Has there been any success stories?
Last year now, I went out. He used to track humans in the USA at a boys' penalty station for Cameron College. It was a young gender. And they're going to wait and see what happened. So I came to him and I went to Harry Albert. I've been announcing for a year.
Oh,
and
yeah.
There was a Sasquatch up there.
Sorry, Keith, I think we're breaking up on you. We can.
Indonesia, that'd be hard to tell. That's a tough one.
Oh, yeah. Do you think it's because of Facebook has allowed for some better communication between the groups?
Just tracking the Sasquatch up there. That's what I actually want to buy. That's the tracking for humans. I actually brought into the area. Never another gentleman actually saw a Sasquatch in that area.
Hey, you remember? You remember, like, I saw we've been targeting the South Koreans, right? The South Korean market?
Yeah. I think just to explain our listeners, we really want to dive into undeveloped podcast markets. And from our research, it seems like South Korea has a burgeoning podcast market for English comedy.
Mm-hmm.
We're really going to advertise heavily over there. Me and Korea might try and learn some Korean. And... see where it goes. So I got a new roommate at the. I have to whisper; they might be listening.
How many roommates do you have?
I have 7 roommates right now. It's wild. Okay. There's 8 people in this house. It's just crazy. So I got a new roommate, and like I was studying last night, and all of a sudden there's a full on drum circle, like in my living room. I'm just studying. Like everyone has like these like bongos and like other shit. They're just banging away and it's like, oh god, what do I do? Do I say something? Do I join in? What do you do?
Yeah, I've never had that happen to me personally, but I knew a guy who that happened to as well. A drum circle broke out.
Yeah.
And he died 7 days later.
What?
So
what?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, he got a phone call. Like, so he got a phone call warning. And it said you'll die in 7 days.
Okay, I haven't got the warning yet.
Yes. How's your cell service?
It's a bit spotty in here, not going to lie.
Okay, so maybe you missed it.
is it a contract if I missed the message?
I don't know how it works. Contract law. Do you have really to works. Answer the phone?
Yeah.
Or...
yeah, I think the message has to be received for it to work. Like.
So you might be okay.
Yeah, I might be okay. I'll keep an eye out in the mail. yeah.
Like, did I really see that they really exist?
That's good. Hey, Keith, I think we're out of questions. Ryan, are you out of questions?
I'm out of questions.
We don't want to take away too much of your time, so we're open to wrap this thing up if that's okay with you. You've been a great help to us and a great guest on our show tonight. Any parting words for us or any Sasquatch believers out there?
Ocean's a really big food source for them out here. Mm-hmm. But you've got to go through the forest. There's only way to get out of it. You've got to get out there. You've got to hit the forest. And the same area for a year. You'll learn the Sasquatch and what they're doing.
Right on. Well, Keith, thank you for coming on our show tonight.
Thank you. That was
awesome. That was very informative. Best of luck in your investigation. So we just finished up with Keith. We just said goodbye. We haven't listened to any of what actually came out, but from what it sounded like during the recording,
we couldn't really get much, could we?
I could not understand a damn thing. I'm hoping it turns out a little bit better.
I mean, he seemed like a really nice guy. You know, he spent the time to come on the podcast with some strangers here, but I was losing it at the beginning there. Just when.
What?
it was so unaudible that like
he had a few good words in and then all of a sudden like
Brad
Brad fishing or what did he say he said fishing
there's rivers with a young boy 250 on Vancouver Island.
Yeah,
those were the important stats that we got from him.
So the next day, you know, like I'm walking along and then I see bear number one. It's like along the beach. And then the next one, I like get around the next corner and then there's two bears there. and they're way bigger. So I got around them, and that was a little scary too. Like, this one was a lot closer. It's like 20 feet away, and there's two of them. They're both looking at you. It's like, oh God, like they could destroy me.
Yeah.
I get past those two, and then I'm following Ron's footsteps here. And then I see wolf tracks like go over top of Ron's prints. And I'm like, oh, like, I wonder who, what, like, what happened here? And then I saw a mother bear and her cubs after that, right before the campsite. And then I get to the next kind of spot to stop, and I see Ron. He's like, where the hell have you been? I've been worried sick. I'm like, what the hell, Ron? Like, we're not doing this together, right? And like, it didn't matter, I guess. So Ron, he didn't have any bear spray.
And yeah,
he saw all the same wolves I did. He didn't have a knife either. He had no knife, no bear spray, no GPS, no sat phone. And I guess he got circled by three wolves when he was walking along there. So when I saw his boots in the wolf tracks, he was getting circled by these wolves. And he's looking over his shoulder, apparently. He's telling me this after. He's looking over his shoulder like, oh, where's Ryan? He's got to be right behind me to help me out. I was sleeping.
Did you listen to the whole thing?
Just the Keith Cook interview.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I thought it was pretty good. I mean, you know, the guy's audio quality was just
out of this world. Shit. I don't know what was wrong. We had probably at least double of what was actually in the episode, and then we just cut it down because it was all I had no idea what was just going
incoherent,
on. I was lost. Garbled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that my favorite part was just we asked him at the end, hey, you know, Keith, Mr. Keith Cook Carlson Ross, you know, what was, do you have any parting words for us here? And I'm just like,
a former Summerland is like a small community, I don't know, 20 minutes away from Caledon.
Yeah.
And so a Summerland lifeguard there just this week pleaded guilty to child pornography and sexual offenses involving minors. So that's another one. And this guy's been living there forever, being a lifeguard and everything. And this is what it says in the article. It says, Edward Cassavant, 54, also known as Eddie Spaghetti. Are you kidding me?
What?
Like, obviously, this guy is going to turn out to be a pedophile. You don't just call someone Eddie Spaghetti and then expect them to go on
into your 40s, into like, your 40s and 50s, and expect them to lead a normal life.
Yeah, I don't know how he wasn't caught sooner. That's just trouble.
What do girls like? Nutella? I like the wine idea. Like, you just have wine as like a spritzer. Like, you just spritz yourself with wine, pretty much.
Yeah.
Like, you literally pour wine, your favorite smelling wine, a really aromatic one, into the cologne bottle, seal it up, sell it for $100, spritz,
boom,
spritz away.
So, I'm going to fuck the goat. And you know what?
It's sick.
Yeah, I might even, no, I wouldn't. I went. No,
what were you going to say?
I'm going to go in with a positive.
You're an open-minded backpacking guy over here. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Like, this is the new curse right now.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm going to go in with that with an open mind, very positive outlook. I look forward to this happening in this imaginary world.
So what about you? It, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to not fuck the goat.
Oh, you goat fucker.
I didn't do it.
Poop busters.
Poop?
They're back at it. Hope you all enjoyed the long-winded intro. Randy, I got news for you. There's more poop falling from the sky in the Okanagan.
It's the same poop that we've...
The same
poop from the sky.
The exact same poop.
For months. Now, years. Has it been
a
year?
Actually, if you research back, because now I am on this case for life. So I'm actually, like, I'm doing research on this now. So I'm, like, Googling around different sources. This goes back, like, years. It's not just last year. Like, you go back to different articles, and it's almost like the exact same article every year. It's like, more feces falling from the sky. Poo. falling in the Okanagan again. And then it's like this year, it's like, uh-oh, like we're seeing more of that poo, or it's poo. I don't know. It's happening over and over and over again. Events are repeating themselves, just as the prophecy foretold.
Am I the big dog, though? You know, that's tough to say.
You know, to these newbies, you certainly
yeah, I certainly am. I certainly am to these newbies. To the upper echelon of the company, I don't know if I've heard them still, yes. say to my face, big dog, but...
they're thinking it.
They're thinking it. Big I think, dog. Like, yeah. They're thinking, dog. Big dog.
Big dog.
Good morning, big dog. Big dog, checking
big
in.
Dog in the office.
Here we go. Dog
episode with this new game called Whose Fart Is It Anyway? Right?
Love it.
So, we're going to play a fart noise. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to give you three options.
Okay.
And then you're going to have to guess which name character is correct. So I'll give you A, B, and C. You got to guess who it is.
So I was in a 3-hour class for auditing, which is, you know, the most exciting part of accounting. And this guy, it was a different guy. I couldn't see his face. I knew he was of Asian descent.
How do you know what?
Yeah, I got like glances at him. I couldn't like get a good look, but I can tell he was Asian, if that adds to the plot.
Okay.
Yeah, and so it's cold season, you know? So there's a lot of sniffles going around. But this guy, it's a 3-hour class, and he was right behind me. Like, I mean, like inches from the back of my head. And you know, like when you kind of. Like when you breathe in your nose, but you have a cold, like it makes gross ass sound. Like there's something like lodged back there. And he did that every 30 seconds. I shit you not, every 30 seconds for 3 hours. And I was about to lose my goddamn mind. Like, I don't think I've been this rattled. Like, forget every Ryan's rant in the past. Like, pile all those experiences into 1 3-hour session. And like, every 30 seconds, I get a little bit more tense. Like, go, like, oh, just, it would just, oh my god, it just kill me, like this bastard. Just, and he tried blowing his nose, like to I don't know, to dislodge it or something, but it wasn't getting any of the stuff making the noise. So even if he blew his nose, it kept on going, and I just, oh man, it set me on edge, Kurt. Like, you couldn't believe.
Yeah. So how does a bear think, Kurt? Do you have a good answer?
Well, they would do, like,
what do they think abstractly?
Well, I like to think that they just kind of growl in their heads, but I don't think that's probably
they're just like
yeah,
like, kinda,
yeah. That's right.
Like, that's what's going on in the back of their mind, like
yeah, I think that,
so that's,
I think
that's probably what's going on for a deaf person.
Just crawling inside their heads.
Like, that's the. What else would they be thinking, like, you know? Like, I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, what is the. Is that
awkward,
like,
ass photo?
Because they clean these down after every use. They clean it head to toe. They use a black light to make sure there's no human residue left in these dolls. Because that makes sense. Like,
yeah. So Ron was telling me, he's like, yeah, I grabbed a club and I was just like, go away. Like, he said it, that was his tone. He's like, go away. And there's like three wolves are looking at him, like they easily could have, you know, chewed him up. He had nothing to defend himself, but just a stick he picked up off the beach. Complete dumbass. Yeah. So he got circled by these wolves, and he's at the, I guess the third go away, that one worked. And then, yeah, fucking crazy guy. You know, next, you know, I was like, all right, we still got to get to the, you know, the plane. The plane's picking us up. We can't really reach the airline. You know, we just kind of trust that we're there. And then next day, I come across Ron, and his backpack's off. His head's, it's in the middle of the rainforest. The head's in his hands. And he's just like, oh, Ryan, like, I thought this is going to be, you know, 40 kilometers of going along the beach. I saw a nice brochure, and I thought I'd just be just walking along. And I'm like, oh, God, no. Like, do you have any idea where you are? I saw that look of defeat in his eyes, you know, when someone's just like,
they're just done. Like,
he was ready, to accept his fate.
He was ready, he was ready just to pitch a tent on the middle of the trail and just wait for the wolves to come get him. You know,
that also happens in The Gray. Is one of the guys at the end, he just sits down kind of.
Yeah.
And they leave him behind.
Yeah, that's what I did. I said, okay, Ron, I'll see you later.
Well, and... see you around.
Yeah, later days. See you later, Ron. So the whole... It was a beautiful hike for me, but just the whole experience was kind of framed around, the opposite. Liam Neeson, Ron.
It's weird. I don't know. You read this story of the 2020 version here.
Yeah.
And
are there different pictures?
It smelled like mint at first. this lady says.
Okay.
It shows a picture of her like outdoor.
We find this woman.
Hey.
Can we find her? Can we track her down?
What do you mean? Like me?
The witness.
They want me to call her up? Or?
Yeah. I want to get
like
this
actually
witness.
Do some reporting?
Yeah. I mean, the castanets of the world aren't going to solve this crisis.
I know. She says after the mint dissipated, she says the smell was unbearable.
Yeah, that's what they said last time. It was unbearable.
But the mint, that's a new touch.
Mint is new for sure.
It fell all over the backyard, the deck, in the pool.
Oh my god.
Were out there. Like it sounds like a mad shitstorm. like a literal shitstorm.
I never pictured it would be like an entire yard just covered in poop.
She called the airport to figure out if it came from an airplane. And they said if it came from an airplane, then there would have been blue tint in it to it. So it definitely was not blue.
All right. So the first one's probably the toughest one. Uh-oh. Maybe that. Uh-oh. So
starting strong.
Options. Yeah. So for number one here, our options are TV show hosts. So A is Whoopi Goldberg, B, Ellen DeGeneres, C, Oprah Winfrey. Ooh. And here we go.
Oh, wow.
Just a quick little,
zipping up the zipper and we're out. Huh? Yeah. And it's definitely one of these three people.
One of those three people. Man. Live on TV.
Live on TV. Yo, I'm going to have to say Whoopi, yo. Let's go with Whoopi.
Is it Whoopi?
No. Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Come on, man.
Just had to let loose there.
Yeah, wow. Do you feel better? Do you feel better now?
I do. I always feel better. I hold it in all week long sometimes, and I just wait for the pod, and I come on here, and I just, it's kind of, the only thing I can think of is ejaculating is what it's similar to. It's just that release. So that's my rant there. And that's what it's like.
I see that.
Holy, look at handsome. They call him Handsome Zach on his profile, and look at his
Jesus
dong.
Jesus Christ. Oh, no. I don't want to look at the dong.
It's always rock hard.
No, God,
Jesus.
Zach.
He's 5'2". He's
That's
small.
A little tiny.
His penis is 8.5 inches, though.
You know, it starts with Apple replacing a couple of your bangers with acoustic versions. And then all of a sudden, you know, they're rewriting history.
Right. Like, I just watched Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
And Counselor Jam, he says, like, let the record show that there was a standing ovation. Mm. And then Leslie's like, there was no standing ovation. And he's like, history will tell the truth or something like that.
Yeah.
All the lady has to do is write that down. And all of a sudden, that's what happened.
It's the whole Berenstain Bears dilemma that we're so fond of.
What's that and why?
Oh, we've talked about this for sure. Okay, did you watch the Berenstain Bears when you were a kid?
Yeah, I guess so. I can't really remember the premise.
Okay.
But,
okay. Yeah. How do you spell the last four letters?
Oh, I don't know. Berenstain. Is it like Beren? E I N.
I'll Google it. So it's either A I N or E I N.
I want to say Berenstain.
Or T-A-I-N or T-E-I-N.
Yeah, I want to say E-I-N.
Yeah, that's what I remember too. And so do a lot of people from their childhood. They remember the Berenstain Bears. So T-E-I-N. And, but
I don't think we've talked
about it. Look on Google now. Oh, God, it's a whole thing. It's is a big thing, Kurt, and this is maybe the first moment where we step into the Matrix glitch here. But everyone thinks that the Berenstain Bears had T-E-I-N at the end. But when you Google it, it's T-A-I-N. Yeah, Berenstain Bears? Like, the fuck?
But the author is, or the creator has the same spelling last name.
What do you mean?
It's created, it's a franchise created by Stan and Jan Berenstain.
Yeah, so. Well, that's the whole thing, is that they, people like swear that this history's been rewritten and that we're living in an alternate dimension where they rewrote history to be the Berenstain Bears.
Okay, right. We're here. It's Kurt, Ryan, and we're here with Coffee Anderson. Finally, we got Coffee on this show after, you know, tracking him down for about a year or so, but he's a busy guy. So, Coffee, how about you say hello?
Hey, guys. How are y'all? Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it, boys.
Yeah, oh, thanks so much for coming
Coffee,
on.
We're so happy to have you. This is a real pleasure.
Oh, man. I'm honored to do it.
Yeah. Coffee, I don't know if you know, but we actually named Bud Light Blue Song of the Summer last year.
What? Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yes.
Thank you. Yeah. I think it's a song of every summer. Thank you so much.
So what is it? Like last week or something, this license plate catastrophe surfaced. Mm. Dave Assman, I think it's actually pronounced, it said it's pronounced like Osman or something, but it's spelled Assman. Right. So, yeah, right. Good one, Dave. Dave Assman from Saskatchewan, you know, he tried, you know, getting one of those custom license plates, and he's a proud guy, proud of his name, proud of his family. So, all he wanted was his last name, Assman, on the license plate, and, the Saskatchewan government insurance company basically shut him down. They said, Mr. Assman, I don't think so. That's kind of rude. I don't know what people are going to think when they see you driving around town. And, of course, he was pissed. You know, I bet other people were pissed. And then, what was it, today, news came out that where is it? Dave got a nice new decal on his truck. So right on the tailgate of his truck, he's got big bold print. It says Ass Man. And right above it, it says Saskatchewan. Right below it says Land of Living Skies. It's kind of made to look like a giant license plate. And it's just in huge letters on the back of his truck. And he just kind of being, he basically said, I hate to say it, but I'm kind of a sarcastic ass. And, well, I just wanted to go big. So, yeah.
Wow. That guy's a legend.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Absolute legend. That guy, I imagine, like, he deserves some kind of reward for all the stickers he would have endured as a child, like, having the last name Ass Man.
That's what I was thinking. Like, what
the government can do is let the guy have his goddamn name on the license plate. You know, he's gone this far, right?
So you would have let him do it.
If I was the government, I would have given it to him for free. And that's a great idea.
For free.
People are going to smile. They're going to like this stuff.
Well, yeah, but where does it stop?
Oh, that's his last name.
You know. I could just say my last name is, you know, like the F word or the N word. Or
birth certificates here. And, you know, if you generate, you know, sufficient evidence, then...
Couldn't I change my last name? Couldn't I change it to like profanity or something and then just be like, yeah, I want this on my truck for everyone to see. It's my last name and I'm very proud of it. Just laugh. So I'm listening to Ready, Set, Roll by Chase Rice. Yeah. And the beauty of this song, one of the many beauties, is it starts off with just the Microsoft Sam voice, like Ready, Set, Roll, like the robotic Microsoft. Like, he typed it into his Windows, into his computer, and it's like, read Ready, Set, Roll out loud or something, and put it in a song. I have no idea why. It gets me every time. It's such a weird way to start this country song.
Okay.
Second thing is, of course, we've talked about this, but he has such an unnecessary use of profanity in his song. He's like, get your fine ass in the seat and like, I want to fuck you.
Put
and
that motherfucking seatbelt on, babe.
Yeah, you look so fucking hot tonight, baby. It's just like,
baby.
It's shocking every time, especially you don't usually hear that in like country or pop country. So
I think I would enjoy some kind of like barbecue perfume on you.
Oh god. Oh god.
It's a big back
I don't know. Like if my girlfriend smelled like barbecue sauce all the time. Or a big smoky burnt kind of smell all the time.
Smoky. Just campfire barbecue. Just put it in the bowl,
get old real fast.
But for the first date I would. That would be good.
Eddie Spaghetti?
I was just laughing thinking about the resume ending in it. Like it's like Edward, I quote Eddie Spaghetti.
Like he's handing it into the pool? Public pool?
Like the rec center. They're like, yeah, sure.
Oh.
Come on, Eddie.
No like sane person puts their nickname on the resume. I don't think you don't put Randy. I don't put Caveman or K Dog or you don't put R Dog.
We're not Eddie Spaghetti though.
I mean, obviously he's not right. So Eddie's I guess he could.
And they all loved singing that song. Take me right on my paper airplane. We can go anywhere. Oh. Change names. And it just stuck. And I remember strumming the first chords of that song when I was in the UK, and they sang the whole song to me. And I just had tears in my eyes while they sang me my song.
Knowing that I didn't fuck the goat.
How long before your mind starts to turn on you and starts to think, maybe I did fuck that goat? Everyone's telling me I fucked the goat. It's been 30 years.
Oh, God.
Maybe it did happen.
I don't think my mind would do that. I got a strong mind here. It's ready to go. I'll just write it everywhere. Like, Ryan, you did not fuck the goat. Like, I'll make a little video for myself. I don't know, maybe that actually... That's
all over the walls.
Worse.
All of the inside of the walls like some crazy person.
I didn't do it.
I didn't fuck that goat. I didn't do it.
Maybe that'd make things worse for me, actually, because then I'd actually believe that I, like, tried to change my own memory. I was smart enough to do that.
So in the news last week was Liam Neeson, and it's a bit more of a serious topic. So back, this must have been 30 years ago. So one of Liam's female friends actually got raped. And what ended up happening, it was by a black guy. And so Liam was really pissed, and he actually went around with a gun. He was just hoping to like get in a fight or like injure some other black guy in retaliation. And
is this a movie?
Pretty much, no, like real life. And
this is Taken.
And this guy's
this is like racist Taken.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And so he just opened up to journalists about it, and you know, like a lot of social media was just ripping him to shreds. Like, how could you ever do that? Like, this is a terrible thing. But I thought it was pretty brave, you know, to admit that you did something wrong. And he knew it was racist looking back, and he doesn't say that it was something worth doing. You know, he said after a few days, you know, you have to like just shake your head, like, what the hell am I trying to do here? And I thought that was, you know, incredibly brave thing to do. So I want to say hats off to you, Liam. And my question for you, Kent, is what's the bravest thing you've ever done in your life?
Great intro. You between, you know, like Bud Light Blue and just talking about Barry White, you've sold us on just like going to California for an extended period of time and trying tacos and
come on
wine and
tacos
and everything.
Come on, get down here. I'll tell you what, you'll get a chance to thaw out. Y'all Canadian,
oh yeah.
It turns 30 degrees, we're outside tanning. That's not normal, okay? It ain't normal.
What do you have to say about that, Wilford?
Good morning. I'm Wilford Brimley, and I'd like to treat you to an ice cream, an apple pie.
Wilford! Jesus.
Ice cream, apple pie.
Jesus. Yeah, announcement. We've now got Wilford Brimley permanently on the podcast. I know, like, country music can get kind of rapey sometimes, or kind of sexual, or, like, you know, talking about girls and the cutoffs and blah, blah, blah. But he was pushing it to another level. Like, this is stuff that you might hear in, like, a hip-hop song. But, like, this was no N.W.A. This was Chase Rice. His first name's Chase. And here, let me just read an excerpt from the chorus. And it goes like this. I'm gonna ride on you, baby, on you, lady, all night, all night. I'm gonna take care of your body. I'll be gentle. Don't you scream. It's getting hotter. Make it softer. Feel your chest on top of me.
Question number two. Movie characters. A. Lloyd Christmas from Dumb and Dumber. B. Fat Bastard from Austin Powers. Or C. Dale Doback from The Step Brothers.
Ooh.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's a tough one.
It's a tough one. Boy. Oh, one more time for you here. Yeah.
Is that on an animal
it's
noise?
It's like a foghorn. Like, yeah. Coming up to a lighthouse.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. It's kind of a lot more quiet than Whoopi's. Yeah.
Oh, man. This is a hard one. I want to say Dale. I really do. But
you have a 50-50 as well. Keep that in mind. Yeah. They might want to save it.
I might. What was the first option again?
So A was Lloyd Christmas, Dumb and Dumber. B, Fat Bastard, Austin Powers. C, Dale Doback from Step Brothers.
Yeah, I'm going to have to say A. Final answer, Lloyd.
Lloyd Christmas?
Can't be, though. Yeah.
So close. We're looking for... Here, I'll play the whole clip for you here. Maybe you'll recognize where this from.
Did you just soil yourself?
Oh, it was Fat Bastard.
Do you ever do any hazing? The new employees? Is there any kind of...
Like really over... Like that going on? Really like over-aggressive hazing.
Extremely over the top, yeah. Just completely unprofessional.
Yeah. I like pull their pants down in front in the lunchroom. Yeah.
Well, it's what you expect in the hardwood community, you know? Like if I had to pick one community that is just off the absolute wall, it'd probably be the hardwood community.
Kent, would you rather have the last name Ass Man or first name Penis?
Is this because of the Ass Man story that I saw today?
We may have discussed that earlier.
Perhaps. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, I heard about that. It's not even close. Like, why would I ever want the first name Penis?
So you don't have to have Ass Man as your last name.
That's not that bad. Ass Man is not that bad.
I don't know. Like. Ass Man would be on your jersey and if you're playing sports or whatever. Penis, nobody would know. It'd just be P. McDonald. P.
McDonald. What do you mean no one would know? It'd be my first name.
You go P.
Of course people would know. It would be the first thing people would know about.
You could go by your middle name.
Well, what's the point then?
Oh, birth certificates.
No, Ass Man all the way. There's no way I would ever want my first name to be Penis, obviously.
And then on top of that, actually throughout the song, or at least at one part of the song, he drops like a hard F. Like he, like, I didn't know country
just
singers.
Just,
I didn't know. Yeah, he just. I don't know. Geez, one take. Buddy. They did one take in the studio. He messed up. They just ran with it. No, like, he just says something. What does he say? He says, the fever's fucking running or something like that. And I just, like, lost it for a second. I was like, why is that so, that's so unnecessary? Like, you don't need that. You don't need that language in your song. Anyways, and I don't even know if there was a part one.
Fucking rice for you.
Okay, would you rather eat a bowl of tomato soup with Randy's entire hand in it the whole time? So he's got his hand at the bottom of the bowl the whole time while you're eating the soup?
Do I have a spoon or am I,
you
like,
have a spoon.
It into my mouth?
You have a spoon. Or You have to eat 3 of my chest hairs. My choosing. Which hairs?
What? Did Randy wash his hands before?
I don't know. If you think Randy washed his hands, then he probably washed his hands. But if you think he's a guy that didn't wash his hands, well,
he's like Randy's like a kind of guy to like half-ass like rinse him and then yeah. him, like one not even use a paper towel.
What do you mean that kind of guy?
Rub it on his pants.
Half a second under the tap, quick shake, yeah. and then he's out.
I don't think so, man. I don't think so. I had a whole degree in microbiology. I know my germs. I know how to wash my hands. Thank you very much.
I don't know. I see. At first, obviously, I was gonna pick the soup one because the Ew. Chest hairs thing is gross. But now that I've never seen Randy use soap even once.
What do you mean? Have you watched?
Think about it. Really think about it, Kurt. I've known Randy for like 5 years now. I've never seen it once. Have you? Like really thick soap. Soap, water.
I'm concerned about you 30 watching seconds. In the bathroom here, right? Let's just focus on ourselves in the bathroom and then we can
don't try to answer the question, Kurt. Have you ever seen Randy use soap?
No, I'm not sure. I'm not sure that I have.
See? Exactly. Exactly.
Give me the chest proof
hairs.
That I haven't.
Give me the chest hairs. He's not getting your gross hands in my soup.
It's just one hand, to be fair. Will, spit it out. What? Wilford,
diabetes.
Wilford, all you did is just say diabetes over and over again.
I don't. Admittedly, I don't do much hazing myself. Disappointing, I know. Everybody wants me to say like I do some crazy stunts, like I pour buckets of water or Gatorade on people, or I slap them with a dead fish, or
you just oil yourself up before an office.
Yeah, here. Like I oil myself up and I slide around the office on my chest. I don't know what that has to do with the hazing, but it's hilarious.
yeah, that's a classic hazing activity. Just
that's just me.
I have buckets of water. Yeah, that's what we do. That's what we do here at the Hardwood.
It's just me.
That's how you do it, kids. Take notes. Here's a free lesson for you. Water everywhere.
Hook up jumper cables to my nipples.
Yeah, that's it. That's the one.
Welcome to the show, boys.
Here's a big dog. The jumper cable's just soaking wet. In the office, just sopping wet. Oh, God. Damn it.
Yeah, nobody knows what's going on.
That's why he's the big dog. Everyone just accepts it.
Ah, classic big dog.
Big dog, here. Big chode.
Big dog, you chode.
You old chode there. Your jumper cables are going to pull it all. All right, 1 for 2. All right, question number 3. Movie trailers. Ooh. All right, so this fart was in a movie trailer. Was it A, The Fatties Fart 2, B, Caddyshack, or C, Nacho Libre?
Ooh.
Just aggressive one.
Let's hear it again, huh? Ooh. Man, I'm about to go Nacho Libre, bro.
Nacho Libre, final answer? Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's tough. We're looking for The Fatties Fart 2.
Wow.
You know, it was actually a trailer from Tropic Thunder.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, yes, my dear man.
Yeah, this is all...
Well, tomato soup is more like a drink, right?
It's like a Caesar.
I like chunky. So.
Chunky tomato soup?
Yeah.
Huh.
Wait, what provides the chunks?
Whatever is Randy's got on his hands that day.
Like, what time of day is it, too? Because that's going to factor in, right? If it's Randy's right, like, Randy's got the full, yeah, so at the end of the day.
Subway / bakery smell?
What do you smell?
Oh, like, yeah. You like Subway. Subway, bakery, kind of.
Yeah, I mean, the Subway, I think, smells great, for example. I think you can get better than that if you go to, like, an actual legitimate sweet-ass bakery. Mm-hmm. But Subway is, like, a recognizable chain-type smell. Like, people know Subway, I think. Mm-hmm. People know. Anything. Okay. Yeah, bread. I guess bread. Bread gets me off.
Bread. Okay. You know, bread does it. That's where we differ. I can't.
Take notes.
Bread's not going to get me going, girls.
Send me it in the mail.
It's not going to work. It's not going to work over here. Barbecue sauce.
I mean, it's this. We already talked about this. It's the same Eddie Spaghetti thing. It's set up for failure. Set up for, like.
My name's Eddie Spaghetti. I want to work for your pool.
Sure, Eddie.
Hello, my name is Eddie Spaghetti. I just moved here. I need a job. Real bad.
Oh, Eddie, buddy.
Eddie Spaghetti, I think you're going away for a while.
The fever's fucking running, feel the heat between us two. Call you up in the middle of the night, like a firefly without a light. You were there like a blowtorch burning. I was a key that could use a little turning. So tired that I couldn't even sleep. So many secrets I couldn't keep. Promised myself I wouldn't weep. But one more promise I couldn't keep. It seems no one can help me now. I'm in too deep. There's no way out. This time I have really let myself. Somewhere.